Manu Patra alerts dated the 18th of March 2020. Supreme Court has taken SUO matter cognizance and sought reply from Union Health Ministry. All states and union territories over the non-supply of midday meals to the children after shutdown of schools due to COVID-19 outbreak. Supreme Court has held that a construction worker who is registered under the Building and Other Construction Workers Regulation of Employment and Conditions of Service Act, 1996 and is a beneficiary of the scheme made under the rules frame pursuant to the enactment, is a consumer within the meaning of Clause D of Section 2 of the Consumer Protection Act, 1986 and can file complaint against Welfare Board. Supreme Court has issued notice to Uttar Pradesh government on a plea which sought to restore the day to the religious affairs of Kashi Vishwanath Temple in Varanasi to the Lingiya Brahmin family, which claimed that it had been taking care of the temple management before commencement of the Uttar Pradesh Kashi Vishwanath Temple Act, 1983. Supreme Court has held that Section 37 of the Architects Act, 1997 does not prohibit individuals not registered under the Act from undertaking the practice of architecture and its cognate activities. However, a post-titled architect, associate architect or any other similar title using the term or style of architect cannot be held by a person not registered as an architect under the Act. Supreme Court has held that the limitation period for executing a decree passed by a foreign court from the reciprocating country in India will be the limitation prescribed in the reciprocating foreign country. The court has held that the period of limitation would start running from the date the decree was passed in the foreign court of a reciprocating country. Delhi High Court has directed that interns attached with judges would not be allowed to access the court till further orders because of the novel coronavirus pandemic. A circular issued by the Registrar General of the High Court has also asked the security agencies not to honor intern passes till further orders. Delhi High Court has directed the special investigation team to conclude investigation into banking fraud as expeditiously as possible and in all circumstances, within 6 months. Bombay High Court has imposed a cost of 15,000 rupees on a petitioner, payable to St. Jude India Child Care Centres, Cotton Green, for an irresponsible plea of urgency when there was none. Bombay High Court has dismissed a petition filed by two societies, Rashtrabhasha Mahasangh and Mumbai Rashtriya Rashtrabhasha Prachar Sabha, praying to declare the Official Language Act, 1963 unconstitutional or in the alternate to quash and set aside subsection 5 of section 3 of the said act as unconstitutional. The court has further held that nothing was unconstitutional in the act or any of its provisions. Bombay High Court has held that the deduction which is not claimed earlier can be claimed during the proceeding under Section 151A of the Income Tax Act, 1961. Bombay High Court has observed that income from the sale of agricultural land will attract income tax as the assessee was dealing in the sale of properties. Allahabad High Court has pushed the date for the compliance of its order for the immediate removal of Anti-Citizenship Amendment Act, 2019 protesters' posters to the 10th of April, 2020. Karnataka High Court has observed on the Hubli Bar Association's withdrawal of the resolution by which it had decided that none of its members would appear for the three Kashmiri students booked for sedition over alleged pro Pakistan slogans, that the resolution of the Bar Association sets a bad precedent in that everyone has the right to a fair trial and kangaroo trials are not permitted in the country. Punjab and Haryana High Court has held that the police authorities are at liberty to proceed against the complainant for lodging a false case of molestation with the law. The court observed that it cannot ignore the fact that such false cases are registered numerous times. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has dismissed a bunch of appeals filed by the Film Employees Federation of Kerala, Association of Malayalam Movie Artists, Sri Mammootty, Sri Mohanlal, Shridhar, along with other Mollywood unions, and has upheld the order of the Competition Commission of India, CCI, penalizing them under Section 27 of the Competition Act, 2002. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Mumbai has held that the penalty under Section 271B of the Income Tax Act, 1961 is not leviable if there are bona fide reasons on the part of the assessee for the delay in furnishing the tax audit report.